Good morning, Tom.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Should we assume that what the Steelers' defense did yesterday was at least to some degree unexpected by you and the offense, that is man-to-man coverage, press at the line of scrimmage, and follow your receivers everywhere they went, including the bathroom?
Well, I mean, they do that. That's part of their scheme. They probably did it a little bit more yesterday than they've done in the past. But, you know, there weren't many looks out there that we didn't prepare for or that we didn't think they could do. You know, it just really came down to our execution, and we didn't do enough on third down to stay on the field. You know, we squandered some opportunities there, and when you play on the road against good teams, you don't have much margin for error. And we certainly made too many errors that allowed them to really control the tempo of the game, to control exactly how they wanted to play us, and we never really could play on our terms.
Tom, this was a visual observation made by me early in the game and for the first half, when time of possession certainly was not in your favor. Tell me if it's based in reality or not. It seemed to me the offense, the Patriot offense, looked skittish, rushed, out of sync, generally uncomfortable. Did it feel that way to you? And if the answer to that is yes, why was it skittish and uncomfortable and out of sync?
Well, we were never in a rhythm, you know, but that takes running good plays. You know, if we don't convert on third down, you know, we had three plays in the first quarter of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you're not going to do anything at running three plays. And that's our fault for not converting a third down. So we had an opportunity to really complement our defense and match a score by them, and we didn't do it. And, you know, the second drive of the game, we were moving the ball decently and then squandered away, you know, a decent opportunity on the plus side of the field and didn't get anything out of that. Then we got the touchdown, and then we had a two-minute drive where we kicked the field goal. So we just, you know, we were just not playing our style of football, and we didn't. We played against a team that is a very physical team, that's a tough team, that plays well at home, and we didn't do enough to really counter their strengths. We kind of played into their strengths.
You know, Tom, I'm looking at the game sum from 11 months ago. You smoked them. I mean, same guys, same players for the most part. A lot of the same guys starting on both sides of the ball, same field. What was so different this year?
Like I said, I think our execution wasn't what it needed to be. That's the difference. I mean, just because, you know, there's 11 months ago really has no bearing on anything that we're doing now. I mean, what the game came down to yesterday was them really playing at a higher level than we played. And we got to give them credit for that. And we've got to understand that we can't go out there this week and play the same type of way. I mean, we have to be balanced. We have to be able to run the ball. You know, we have to be able to complete third down plays. And we're 3-10 on third down. So, you know, I don't think that it was lack of preparation. I don't, you know, look, we fought till the end. We have a, you know, we play with mental toughness. We didn't match their level of execution. And when they do that at home, you know, they got the momentum. They had it pretty much the whole game. And, you know, we could never establish, you know, our own presence as an offense against a defense that, you know, wanted to just, you know, get up and play physical against us.
Right.
And when they do that, you got to make them pay. And we never made them pay. So they stayed up there all day, and we just couldn't really counter what they were doing.
Is it unusual to say to go in with a game plan of controlling the ball through the air? I'm guessing, you know, your first goal is to get it in the end zone, but they controlled the ball while throwing it. I mean, they threw 32 times in the first half and kept you off the field. Do you talk about that before a game? Do you ever go into a game and say, we're going to control the ball, control the clock through the air?
Yeah, you definitely do that at times. You know, it depends on the team that you're playing. You know, you're always trying to figure out where your best matchups are and the things that you can take advantage of. So, you know, we've done that plenty of times. We played them in 2002 and threw the ball 23 straight times or something like that.
Right,
so
yeah.
There's times where that's part of the game plan. There's other times where you don't want to do that, where you want to, you know, you need to be, you know, 50-50 running pass. So it just, it all depends on, you know, what you think and how your matchups and what you think your scheme-wise you're able to match up against their schemes. So, you know, they played well on offense. They converted a lot of third downs. You know, that was, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's, you know, they were the AFC representative in the Super Bowl last year. So it was no slouch team that we played yesterday by any stretch. You know, we played a very good team that plays very well at home, that starts fast at home. And like I said, you don't have much margin for error. And you know, we just never made enough plays to really stem the tide. And, you know, hopefully that we learn from that and we come out of it, you know, a bit stronger than we went into it.
Tom, I believe I'm not mistaken when I say the Patriots won the toss and deferred. But would you prefer as the quarterback to warm up pregame and get the football first and go to work right away? Because I'm pretty sure you had to stand around on the sideline for, what, 15, 20 minutes before you actually got into the game for the three and out.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks sitting over there, you know. But look, that they're executing well on offense. You know, that happens. I mean, it happens where, look, they have a long drive to start and the offense has to come out there and do something with the ball. And we didn't do it. And you know, that's the frustrating part, is that, you know, you talk all week long about getting off to a good start and getting your best plays early, and we, you know, we hit a first down pass, you know, we ran on second down, they made a good play to stop us, and we didn't convert on third down. So, you know, we just, you know, had we made a first down there, you know, you may take control of the game, play on your tempo, you know, do the things that we talked about going into the game that we needed to do in order to keep control of the game. But really, you know, they played us in a lot of man defense. They played us with a lot of defensive backs on the field. You know, and they really, we got into a game, you know, we threw the ball a lot. We didn't run it, you know, much. And we only had 20 minutes time in possession. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's the offense's fault for not being out there on the field. And we got to do a better job of staying out there, of playing a more precise game with a higher level of execution.
As much as their time of possession in the first quarter certainly took wind out of the sails in the three and out that you mentioned that you guys put together didn't help either. The tone also seemed to be set in the third quarter after halftime, where I'm sure there was some conversation and some whatever the case may be, and you go three and out again, and not only how you went three and out, but the way Ryan Clark just kind of crushed Benny from the first play of the quarter kind of set the tone for them, and I guess got the crowd into it as well.
Yeah, we ran on first down and gained a couple yards, and then we had an incompletion on second down, and then I think it was third and eight, and we gained 7.5. So, you know, it's just, you know, those are the type of things that win and lose games. You know, a half yard here, a half yard there. You know, and we end up punting, and like I said, we never could really play from ahead. We never played with the balance that we needed. And, you know, when you play the Steelers, you got to be somewhat balanced, and you got to be able to run the ball efficiently. And then when you throw it, you got to throw it on your terms. But we, you know, we're throwing it on their terms all day. And you know, they got a good defense. They have a great scheme, and they're one of the best defensive coordinators of all time, and some incredible players on defense. So we just, like I said, we got to try to learn from it and go out there and play better this week.
Hey, Tom, when they're talking non-quarterback issues and decisions to be made by Bill and the coaching staff, as best you can, describe the process and who's involved when, for instance, they decide to go for an onside kick. Do you have any input in that whatsoever? Or when they win the toss, which we just referred to earlier, do you have any input that said, I'd really like to start this thing today on offense if we win the toss? How are those decisions made? Who makes them? And are you a part of any of that?
Well, I don't... You know, I don't think there's many people involved. I mean, the head coach is the one who makes the decisions for the team. And, you know, the players, you know, we play for the best head coach in the history of the NFL. So you don't question decisions. You go out there and try to do your job. So we've got to do a better job of doing our own job. And whatever the coach decides he wants to do, our coach decides what he wants to do. That's what we go out and we try to do as best we can. And we certainly didn't do that yesterday. So... you know, there's not a big team meeting of whether we want to kick onside kicks or, you know, take the toss or go for it on 4th-and-1 or, you know, we listen to our coach, he makes a decision, and we're expected to go out there and execute it. And, you know, we didn't go out there and execute very well.
I know you're not involved in personnel decisions, and I'm not even asking you to pass judgment on it, but 2 days before the game, you find out a veteran teammate, Lee Bawden, is released. Are you surprised by that, Tom?
You know, I'm not surprised at anything in the NFL. I've grown up over the years to see that players come and go and coaches come and go, and the most important thing that I need to do is to be the best quarterback that I can be. And I have my own job to worry about. I mean, I really am trying to go out there and play a great game, and whatever decision coach makes, that's what, like I said, that's kind of what we go with. And we don't sit here and question, you know, his decisions, because we got a game. And he always says he's going to do what's in the best interest of the team. And Lee's a friend of mine, and I've always enjoyed playing with Lee, and we all wish him the best of luck. And we went out and played a game and lost the game. So, you know, I'm more worried about us losing games than, right, you know, like I said, what coach decision is.
And as far as level of surprise go, does anything come close to Lawyer Malloy, or is that the bar that was set real high and nothing is ever going to be quite as earth-shattering as that one?
Yeah, for me that was I was my third year in the league, and he was one of my best friends on the team. We lived right next door to one another. I mean, he was a captain, and you know, after that happens, you just realize, look, anything happens in the NFL, it's, you know, there's tough decisions that are made. It's not like easy decisions. It's, look, you've got certain players, you know, that come off PUP. There's roster decisions to be made every week. And you see a guy like Ross Cantrone, who's on the roster 1 week, then he's on the practice squad, then he's on the active roster, then he's on the street, then he's back. I mean, it's, you only got 53 players on the team, and everyone's expected to contribute. So whatever your role may be, you got to go out there and do it as well as you possibly can. And so, you know, not make excuses for why you didn't perform to the level that you're expected to. You know, you got to go out there and worry about yourself, and collectively, you know, if everyone is concerned about themselves and we do our own job, then that's, to me, that's how we're going to play the best that we possibly can. I mean, when you play to the level of your capabilities, and everybody does that on a weekly basis, you become a very consistent, dependable football team that, look, you may get beat, but it's going to take a lot to beat you. And, you know, there's other weeks where when you don't play, you know, up to our coach's expectation level, then you're relatively easy to beat. And, you know, the way we played yesterday with being poor on third down, with situationally not really being aware of the things that we need to do to win, we ended up being, you know, relatively easy to beat. So we got to learn from that and certainly make it a lot more difficult on teams than we made it yesterday.
Hey, Tom, on the non-challenge of Gronk's touchdown, was the thinking, well, hell, we're on the half-a-foot line here. Let's just punch it in a couple of seconds, move on, and keep playing, as opposed to maybe throwing the red flag out there. I don't think, I assume you didn't expect to take a minute and 31 more seconds to score that touchdown.
No, I don't think we did. I mean, I thought he was in. When I threw it, he crossed the goal line.
Yep.
So, you know, there was, you know, several of those that I, you know, would have thought differently about, but you know, that's the way they called them. You know, we still got the ball in the end zone. We still had an opportunity, you know, with the onside kick, and with you know, there was time left on the clock. And until there's no time left on the clock, is what happened against the Dallas game. You know, I think we have a chance, and you know, we had chances, you know, all the way up to the end. So we just didn't get the job done. We needed to get it done. I mean, I wish we'd have got that call. There's a few others I wish we'd have got, but we didn't. And we got to be mentally tough to move past a decision by a referee or you know, a bad bounce, and you got to overcome those things, and you got to put them aside and still go out there and try to do your job better.
Did Gronk tell you he thought he was in?
Yeah, he thought he was in, but you know, we were going fast too. So
right,
you know, Coach Belichick, there's time running down. We're already on the half yard line. I mean, he's probably thinking, I don't know what he's thinking. You know, I'm sure. You know, he'll be asked about it, but you know, like I said, we still got the ball in the end zone. You know, they made it tough on us, but you know, that's just They make it tough on you for every. It was tough. Every half yard was tough yesterday.
Yeah.
There was no easy yards out there.
Well, I think the extenuating circumstance in that particular situation, as you said, you were in the hurry up, and CBS, and you're just about to call a play, and CBS didn't go to the replay, which I think is what is shown in the booth upstairs. So no Patriot assistant could see a replay and say, oh, yeah, there is evidence that he's in the end zone, because CBS didn't want to miss your snap. You almost kind of hurt yourself by not getting a second look at it in the coach's booth.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it as well. I mean, I'm not sure what goes into all the decision-making of challenges and so forth, but we as players, you know, we don't sit here and wait for the coach to challenge it unless, you know, unless it's an out-of-bounds play or, you know, the clock stopped. But for the most part, we're just moving on to try to run the next play and execute it well.
Hey, Tom, would you say that Bill Belichick's the greatest head coach ever if you didn't play for him? Do you just like and respect him so you just eliminate anyone else from this discussion? I'm sure when you were younger, you thought Bill Walsh was up there, right? When you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, he was. But, you know, having the opportunity to play for Coach Bell, you know, we're as well prepared as any team could possibly be. I mean, there's not one situation that we don't cover. We never come out of the game surprised of what a defense was going to do. Or, you know, we talk every week about the things that we need to do to win. And, you know, he's seen it all. And when we do the things that he says we need to do, we win. And when we don't, we lose. So, you know, we have a lot of confidence in him. The entire team has 100% confidence in him that the decisions that he makes are what's best for the team, the things that we need to do to win. So, you know, I tell you, for to show up every day and to have to worry about your own job, that's all a player can expect to do. You know, and we all individually accept when we don't do things that we need to do on a consistent basis and with the things that we need to do better, because we certainly need to do a lot of things better. But, you know, the thing that we take from it is it's the seventh week of the year, or seventh game. We've got 9 important games to go, and by no means, you know, are we peaking at this point. We've got a lot of football to play. You know, hopefully we learn from this, and it makes us a better football team. But, you know, this is an important game for us. We lost. You know, we could sit here and worry about it and blame each other and listen to all the crap that says about us, how much we suck and how much every player sucks, and, you know, and then let that affect us next week. But we're not going to do that, you know. We're going to say, okay, they played us well. You know, they did things that they needed to do to win. We didn't, you know. But we got an important game this week, and we got to be able to turn that around. So that's the attitude that we take. You know, it's served us well over the years, and you know, we're going to try to go out there and do a better job this week.
All right, we end with the quarterback question of the week, Tom, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offers side by side at AutoTrader.com.
Well, what kind of candy are you giving out tonight? Because we want to make the inside track here. What kind of candy are you giving out?
I don't think anybody comes by my house.
Oh, really? That's because you shut.
I haven't had anyone knock on my door in a few years.
That's because you shut all the lights off and hide under the bed, right? Like, you don't want to.
No, unfortunately, I don't think the people in Foxborough are going to be doing my trigger treating.
No.
You know, with the power outage.
That's true. But,
all right. Here's the real quarterback question of the week. Given the respect and the admiration you've talked about in this morning's interview and many interviews before for Bill Belichick, respect and admiration for his resume and his accomplishments and what he brings to the table. Can that coexist with Bill Belichick being challenged within the system by assistant coaches, other members of the staff, or even a select few players? Or is it just simply Bill's way or the highway down there?
No, everybody gives input to him. I mean, the captains give him input every week. You know, I certainly have a lot of communication with him over the course of the week, and you know, the assistant coaches are always communicating with him, so it's, you know, he's always listening. He's very flexible in decision making. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's one person that makes the decision. So he gathers all of the input and he makes the best decision he can for the team. That's all you can expect from a head coach, and that's what we expect, and that's what we get. And like I said, that's why, you know, we have confidence in him, because, you know, when he makes the decision, he's usually right.
All right, we know he went as a pirate to the that was like his big Halloween costume. What was yours in your life?
Randy Moss's.
The most memorable. What was Randy Moss? He was like a peanut M&M or something,
yeah,
right? No, he was SpongeBob. What's your most memorable Halloween costume?
I was always, you know what I always wanted to be? I always wanted to be like a ninja.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, going out and get the costume, I'd always end up doing something, the cheap version, like a white sheet. And, you know, you put the you know, my buddy who lived next door, he had, like, you know, the full-on ninja outfit with the nunchucks and the star. And, you know, I had, like, a little cardboard nunchucks. Just, mine was pretty crappy putting it together. But
yeah, you got a lot more candy.
The best part of Halloween was, you know, pouring all the candy out on your floor and seeing what you got, and then making trades with your friends. That was a great, always a great holiday.
Yeah, like throwing out the apple, throwing out the apple in that little baggie full of popcorn. Did you ever get one of those?
Yeah,
just throw them right in the trash.
Yeah,
those are the worst. I love the people that would leave just the bowl on the front doorstep when they were gone, and just please take one. Well, I never took just one. I promise you that.
I used to take the whole bowl. I mean, the bowl.
Like that.
Are the Brady Boys going to be allowed to eat unlimited candy, or are you going to limit that?
Their mom usually limits that.
Yeah.
That's what happens. If it were up to me, they would, but, you know, I don't fight it too much. You want them to eat healthy, so they usually do.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get a few little pieces, though.
All right, 4-15 game, Giants. These 4-15 games are starting to feel normal, aren't they? These, like, five in a row for you guys.
We've had a bunch.
You know,
I prefer the Sunday at 1, but, you know, we've 4-15, the home game. You know, we got to get back on a winning track. We got to get back to playing our brand of football and come out here this week with a lot of intensity and emotion and try to get a win against a damn good team.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.